Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 please don't take him just because you can. Your beauty is beyond compare, with flaming locks of auburn hair.
Tubby's all filled with water and nice fluffy suds. And I've got my soap and washcloth to wash myself. And I've got my nifty scrub brush to help me scrub my back. And I've got a big fluffy towel to dry myself when I'm done. But there's one other thing that makes tubby time the very best time of the whole day. And do you know what that is? It's a very special friend of mine, my very favorite little pal.
Teacher. Oh! Good evening, folks. Welcome to a earlier, newer edition of Soapy Serenades. I'm your host, Colin. I'm here every Friday at 4 p.m. Do not touch that dial. This is the only show on WMFO that is optimal for taking a bubble bath with. So if this is your first time listening, welcome. I'm Colin. I'm here every Friday, 4 p.m. And you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. It's delightful to be back. It's been a couple weeks since I've last been on. I've been too busy with, you know, being a teacher and all that stuff. Lo and behold, Hot for Teacher by Van Halen was my first song, because I, too, am Hot for Teacher. And by that, I mean every single song on this playlist today was chosen by a teacher, whether it be a student teacher, a licensed teacher, a professional teacher, or, like myself, a not-so-good teacher. So, looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you, try eating dried fruits. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh, so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients, but no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than a candy or a processed snack. This is a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Well, like I said, the entire playlist today is all brought to you by the nation's leading experts on education, mostly Tufts MAT folks, but here and there, there are quite a few that aren't. So, without further ado, this first song is brought to you by Mr. Smith, my current student teacher on the 8th grade side for civics class on the other side. So, in theory, we're meant to be rivals, but that being said, we're best buds, and nothing can change that. So, three songs for you. One by Mr. Smith, one by Miss Roscoe, and I believe one by Miss McDonald. So, feel free. Enjoy. Love this.
Boy, and tears, boy, and all in your inner space, boy, ahead, and girls, boy. Oh. I know I'm drunk now. Ladies and gentlemen, I forgot my favorite man sitting over there. His name is
Mr. Doubleina, Mr. Bob Doubleina. 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 Mr. Doubleina, Mr. Bob Doubleina.
Mr. Doubleina, Mr. Bob Doubleina. Mr. Bob Doubleina, won't you quit? You really make me sick with your fraudulent behavior. You're gonna make me flip and then an army couldn't save you. Why don't you behave, you little rugrat? Take a little tip from the tabloid. Because I know I'm not paranoid. When I say I saw you trying to mock me, now you and your crew are on a mission trying to hawk me. But it isn't happening, you fraudulent foes. You used to front big time, now I suppose that everything's cool since the style of apparel you adopted. You used to make fun of, but now you wanna rock it. So you gotta kick it with the homie. But DEL is already hip to your cronies. Me and CMP has thought about this, and never have we seen a brother who would hover like Mr. Doubleina.
Mr. Doubleina, Mr. Bob Doubleina. Mr. Doubleina, Mr. Bob Doubleina. Mr. Doubleina, Mr. Bob Doubleina. Mr. Doubleina, Mr. Bob Doubleina.
Like you thought you could fool me. Ooh, ooh, Mr. Doubleina. Cheech Wizard put me on a stump and then he schooled me. Friends could be fraudulent, just you wait and see. First he was my money grip, then he stole my honey dip. Mr. Doubleina is a serpent, don't you agree? The little two-timer resembles Aunt Jemima with jeans and a dirty white hoodie. Seems like he wouldn't be a snake, or would he? Disguises come in all sizes and shapes. Notice the facade of the snakes. They all catch the vapes, even though last year there was GQ. Took a lot of time before the DEL could see through the mask. All I had to do was ask the Emperor and Kwame, and my man responded if they were bombing. Fraudulent foe with the strength of Hercules. The way you almost must really hurt your knees. You need to take heat and quit being such a groupie. Ever since I did a little show in Guadalupe, I never saw a groupie like you. But what is funny is you wanted to be down with my crew. But DEL is not down with any clowns of justice. So I would suggest that you try to impress Uncle Fester Doubleina. Because you don't impress me, Doubleina. The style of dress is not the key, Doubleina. It's all in the mind and the heart. So you should start by remembering you gotta pay a fee, Doubleina.
Mr. Doubleina, Mr. Bob Doubleina. Mr. Doubleina. Mr. Doubleina, Mr. Bob Doubleina.
Glory, hell, stupid. Mr. Bob Doubleina. Glory, hell, stupid. Mr. Bob Doubleina.
Mr. Doubleina.
All right, welcome back, folks. This is Soapy Serenades every Friday at 4 p.m. You just heard Dance No More by Harry Styles, recommended by Mrs. Manchester. Before that was Image by Mag Bay, recommended by Miss McDonald. We got Mr. Dabalina by Del the Funky Homo Sapien, recommended by Miss Roscoe. And before that was Born Slippy, Nux, specifically the radio edit. Don't Get It Twisted by Mr. Smith. So, I was going to put Dance No More towards the end, but I was compelled. I moved it up. Sue me. You can't do anything about it. Call the radio station. Don't, actually. Don't. Anyways, I got a couple more songs for you guys. Fear not. These next few songs, I have one that's recommended by Mr. Martin, one recommended by Mr. Reisert, and then after that is one by Mr. Schraver. I had to put Mr. Reisert and Mr. Schraver together. Those who, if you know, you know. If you know, you know. So this first one, in Mr. Martin's vein, I think that he wouldn't stray too far from this beaten path, but it's a really good jazz song, which I needed here. I needed a little bit of jazz in my life right now. So this is by Errol Garner. I really hope that you enjoy it. Mr. Martin, if you're listening, I hope you enjoy it, my friend. Represent Mustangs. Roll Stangs, folks. All right. This is They Long to Be Close to You by Errol Garner. Enjoy. Thank you.
And I'm not us to the point of recklessness. Self-centered to the extreme.
Just listening to Althea by the Grateful Dead. Before that, you're listening to Tell It Like It Is, and then They Long to Be Close to You by Errol Garner. In that order, that was Mr. Shraver, then Mr. Reisert, and then it was Mr. Martin. So, kudos. That Althea is all-time favorite Dead song, second to maybe Scarlet Begonia. But that's neither here nor there. That wasn't played on the show. That wasn't one of my songs. So, moving right along, I have three classic rock songs chosen by some excellent teacher folk who I'm very happy to play on the air. I have Mr. Pete coming up first, and then I have Miss Yana, or otherwise known as Miss McGovern, soon to be, rolling up after that. And then after that is a licensed teacher, veteran teacher, that is, Miss Rapucci. So those three are up next. Mr. Pete, you're up first, though, and I hope that you're listening. After a really deliberate discussion over which song we were going to listen to, it was either going to be a string instrumental, which I would have loved to play, but I couldn't really find a segue into there. But he said, you know what I've been listening to a lot lately? I've been listening to some Billy Joel. And this is a humble reminder to all teachers out there. Don't be a big shot.
Shot. Life's the same, I'm moving in stereo. Life's the same, except for my shoes. Life's the same, you're shaking like tremolo. Life's the same, it's all inside you. Thank you.
You were just listening to Rhiannon by Fleetwood Mac. Before that was Moving in Stereo by The Cars. And then before that was Big Shot by Billy Joel, adhering to the CAP guidelines for adjustments to practice and reflective practice, I believe. So that was Mr. Pete, Miss Yana, otherwise known as Miss McGovern, and then Mr. Pucci, all up with some excellent songs. That being said, folks, it's nearing the end of my hour. I'm only on the air from 4 to 5 every Fridays, 4 to 5 p.m. And I have one more song for you all. And Mr. Bailey is being selfish. Mr. Bailey's going to take this last song, all right? So, it's my duty as both a teacher and a college radio adherent to play some, not weirdo stuff, but something that's in my wheelhouse, something that's a bit more personal, a bit more selfish to my liking. So, with that being said, I have a song who really defines me as a person, somebody who I wish I could have seen in concert, as they're in the U.S. right now, which makes me sick to my stomach. But it's Mr. Masayoshi Takanaka, who I've talked about many a time on this radio show, and whom I love very much. So, with that being said, I will not be here next week. I know that for a fact. I will not be here. But the week after that, prepare yourself. I'll be back on the airwaves. So, if you are an MAT person listening right now, or somebody who's listening, give me a song recommendation. Maybe I'll play it on the air. Who knows? I've been Colin. This has been Soapy Serenades. Scrub behind your ears, folks. This is Masayoshi Takanaka with his amazing song, Seven Goblins. Enjoy.
Goblin, 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 we'll be right back.
they used to be now. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and east.
Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things and what they used to be, oil wasted on the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy me. All things and what they used to be, radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby are dying. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from man? Can't you stand?